gentleman's asking me, am I concerned about the health care law and how the country is going to have to pay for it? First of all, you know, many employers offer health programs. And for the ones that do, it's not an issue. Right? A company like mine, we offer health insurance to the employees. We're only one of 3% of Milwaukee County employers that for the staff pays all the insurance. But in the normal course of events, you're going to see some companies like the Walmarts of the world take a hit. But the point I'm trying to make to you is that's all baked into the cake. That's all factored into the equation. And I simply do not talk to people that run companies that are saying, I'm going to get creamed in this health care bill and that I've got problems with my earnings because of it. Now, having said all that, there are plenty of other reasons to either like or not like that health care bill. But in terms of earnings, it's all about earnings. What I'm trying to tell everybody in English is we're getting back to $94 next summer. 94 is a record for the S&P, and that is baked into the cake. Now, keep in mind, a lot of the more expensive provisions of the health care bill don't even go into effect until 2016. So we got a ways to argue that one both sides of the aisle, but the most onerous provisions of that bill really don't kick in for over 5 years.